节
verse 6
十章六节
Romans chapter 10 verse 6、
我们早上读的经节罗马书十章六节
the passage that we read this morning Romans chapter 10 verse 6、
第六节
verse 6
唯有出于信心的义如此说、这里提到出于信心的义
here it talks about the righteousness of faith、
所以我们早上有提到这个就是第八节所讲的所传信主耶稣的道理
and this is what is mentioned in verse 8、the word of faith which we preach the gospel of Lord Jesus、
不是要立自己的义
and it is not our, to fulfill our own righteousness、
是要信耶稣
it is to believe in Jesus
那我们又提到加拉太书第六第五章
and we also mentioned Galatians chapter 5
加拉太书的第五章
Galatians chapter 5、
第六节
verse 6
第五章第六节
chapter 5 verse 6、
原来在基督耶稣里受割礼不受割礼全无果功效唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效这里提到人使人能够生出仁爱、就是基督的爱的这种信心才有功效
and here it talks about the faith working through love and it is necessary to have this faith working through love in a man
所以我们了解这个信心不是只有嘴巴讲而已头脑认识而已
and so we know that this faith is not just something we speak with our mouth something that we understand in our minds
是我们受圣灵、从借着圣灵使我们明被基督的爱所感动发出来的一种信心
but it's through the Holy Spirit and we have the Holy Spirit within us that we can manifest the love of Christ something that we can that comes out of us
从心里体验明白基督的爱
and something that we can understand in our hearts
the love of Christ 然后我们就发出来的一种爱爱人爱神的一个行为
then we will show our deeds loving man and loving God
但是我们是借着里面的信心产生出来的
but it's through the inner faith that we will have this manifestation
我们今天在下午再来看第五章的第五节
this afternoon we will continue to look at Galatians chapter 5 verse 5
加拉太书五章五节
Galatians chapter 5 verse 5
我们靠着圣灵、凭着信心等候所盼望的义请你读
Chapter 5, verse 5. For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith.
这里提到盼望的爱，盼望的义。
Here it talks about the hope of righteousness.
我们是凭着信心在等候那个盼望的义。
By faith, we are hoping for this righteousness to come.
那这里让我们看到，把第五节、第六节连起来一看，就看到信望爱。
And if we connect 5 and 6, we see hope.Faith and love.
这就是哥林多前书十三章最后一节讲的，如今长存的有信望爱。
And it is just as it is mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, that there remains hope, faith, and love.
这个圣经的道理非常的奥秘。
The teachings in the Bible are extremely mysterious.
把信跟爱连在一起。
They connect faith and love.
也是从基督的爱出来的。
And it comes from the love of Christ.
又把信跟爱盼望连在一起。
And then faith and hope are also connected together.
因为盼望是最后的终点。
Because hope is that last point.
我们来看希伯来书。
Let us look at Hebrews.
十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1.
十一节，十一章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1.
第一节说，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
11 verse 1. Now faith is the substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
就是将来的事。
These are things to come.
将来事的实底。
The substance of the things to come.
所以信的到最后是有一个将来，有一个指，一个目的地。
To believe till the end, there is a goal.
那个就是盼望。
And that goal is hope.
我们今天下午就来讲这个盼望。
This afternoon, we will talk about this hope.
这是一个很奥秘的事。
This is a very mysterious thing.
加拉太书第五章第五节告诉我们。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 5 tells us.
信跟望怎么连起来的呢？
How faith and hope are connected together.
又爱的连怎么起来？
And then how is that connected with love?
靠着圣灵。
Through the Holy Spirit.
凭着信心有盼望。
By faith we have hope.
凭着爱心生出了真正的信心。
By a heart of love we can act out faith.
圣灵在这里做一个把它连起来的工作。
The Holy Spirit does the work of connecting these things.
我们谈到信心。
When we mention faith,
圣经里面谈到信心，第一个人就是亚伯拉罕。
When the Bible mentions faith, the first person is Abraham.
所以亚伯拉罕在创世纪的事情值得我们去好好去思考。
The situation of Abraham in the book of Genesis is worthy of our meditation.
亚伯拉罕是一个圣经称他是信心之父。
In the Bible, Abraham is called the father of faith.
因为他相信每一句神跟他讲的话。
Because he believed every word that God spoke to him.
即使从人的角度来看，神讲的两句话是冲突的，他还是继续相信。
In fact, from the perspective of man, the words of God may seem contradictory or conflicting, but he still believed them.
比如说，神跟他讲，以撒是你的儿子。
For example, God said that Isaac is your son.
要从以撒成为你的后裔。
And through Isaac, you will have many descendants.
这是神跟他的祝福。
This is a blessing from God to Abraham.
后来以撒长大以后，神说你把以撒献给我。
And later, when Isaac grew up, he said to Abraham to sacrifice Isaac to him.
献以撒就是要杀以撒。
And to sacrifice Isaac is to kill Isaac.
以撒杀了，就人来看是死的。
From the perspective of man, when Isaac is killed, he is dead.
但是主神又讲，从以撒生的，这就是他的后裔。
But God also said that from Isaac he will have many descendants.
很多人在这个时候就糊涂了，到底要信哪一个？
Many people at this time will be confused. What should I believe?
很多人看圣经就选我想要的那个。
And when many people, when they look at the Bible, they will choose whatever they want to believe.
另外一个，这个主神只是讲一个大概了。
And the other one, It is just a somewhat.
不是神真的要我杀他。
It's not really God wanting me to kill him.
但是亚伯兰不是这样子。
But Abraham was not like that.
亚伯兰两个都信。
He believed both of them.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
希伯来书十一章的十七节到十九节告诉我们。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 17 to 19 tells us.
他相信他把这个以撒杀死，献给神。
He believed that if he had killed Isaac and offered him up,
神会使他复活。
God would allow him to have resurrected.
因为神说你要把他献给我。
Because God has said that you must sacrifice him to me.
所以我就把他杀死。
So I will kill him.
但是神又说从以撒才是我的后裔。
But then God also said, "In Isaac your seed shall be called."
他完全相信神能够使他的死去的儿子再活起来。
So he completely believed that God could raise his dead son.
圣经说。神当然阻止他杀的以撒了。
And the Bible records that, of course, God had obstructed him from killing his son.
但是圣经这样解释。
But the Bible describes.
他的儿子好像死了又活了。
It is as if his son had died and resurrected.
这个教训在教训我们什么？
What is this teaching us?
我们看圣经，看神的话。
When we look at the Bible, when we read the words of God.
每一句话都要相信。
We must believe every word.
不是选的。
And we are not being selected.
如果用选的，就是人的意思了。
If we only choose some, then this is the will of man.
所以信心之父亚伯拉罕
，the father of faith Abraham.
他的生活一生当中有很多很好的证据。
In his life, there were many great testimonies.
我们来看他当中的一点。
And we will look at one point in his life.
十一章希伯来书十一章的第九节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
他因信就在所应许之地做客旅，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同门一个应许的以撒和雅各一样。第十节
Verse 10.
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。这个是在讲什么？
What is this talking about?
这个是在讲神应许他的地方。
This is talking about the place that God had promised him.
就是他神叫他离开家乡吾尔，到哈兰，然后到迦南地，那个迦南地。
He had told him to leave his homeland Ur and then go to Haran, then to the land of Canaan.
然后到那块地是神要给他的地方。
And that piece of land is the place that God will give him.
因为神曾经这样讲过。
Because God has said this before.
但是十一章的第九节告诉我们。
However, in chapter 11, verse 9, it tells us
他到了那个地方,
when he went to the place,
但是 当作是客旅,
but he was a sojourner.
他住在帐篷里面,
he was living in tents.
表示啊,他随时在移动,
and this represents that he is constantly moving.
表示他的根不在那个地,
it represents that he has not laid a foundation there.
那这样子好像有点出入啊,
and it seems that
There's a discrepancy.
There seems to be a discrepancy here.
我们来看创世纪。
Let us look at Genesis.
创世纪的十三章。
Genesis chapter 13.
创世是我们先看哈创世纪十二章第七节。
Let us first look at Genesis chapter 12 verse 7.
十二章第七节。
12 verse 7.
神向亚伯兰说：“我要把这地赐给你的后裔。”我们再跳到十三章。
Let us jump to chapter 13.
第十五节
Verse 15,
凡你所看见的一切地我都要赐给你和你的后裔直到永远。 他神叫他看那块地，东西南北看。
God told him to look at the land in the north, south, west, and east.
我要赐给你和你的后裔。
I will give this land to you and your descendants.
哎，那我们再看第十五章。
Let us also look at chapter 15.
第十五章第十三节。
Chapter 15, verse 13.
神对亚伯兰说：“你要的确的知道，你的后裔必居住在别人之地，又要服侍那地的人，那地的人要苦待他们四百年。”啊，第十六节，
16.
到了第四代，他们必回到此地啊，因为亚摩利人的罪孽还没有满盈啊。从这里前后来读，我们就了解。
From here, the context we can understand.
那个地是要给他的。
The land was for him.
还有他的后裔。
And also for his descendants.
哎，但是
，However，
哎，他的后裔啊，亚伯兰后裔要离开那个地。
The descendants of Abraham will leave the land.
要离开神所应许之地有四百年之久。
There will be 400 years that they will leave this promised land by God.
然后四百年以后他再回来。
Then 400 years later they will return.
哎，这里特别讲到当地的人的罪满了以后他再回来。
Here it especially mentions that once the sin of the people of the land have come to a completion, then they will return.
哎，神给他应许给他这块地。
God had promised him this land.
但是又不给他。
But he did not give it to him.
要等到最后四百年以后再回来。
They'll wait until 400 years have passed, then they will return.
哎，我们看新约圣经怎么解释。
Let us see how the New Testament Bible describes this.
使徒行传第七章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传第七章。
Acts chapter 17.
哎，第五节。
Verse 5.
使徒行传七章五节。
Acts chapter 17, verse 5.
在这个地方神并没有给他产业，连立足之地也都没有给他，但应许要这个地赐给他和他的后裔为业，那时他还没有儿子啊，他连立足地地都没有。
He did not own any of the land.
哎，他只有最后买了一块坟墓地。
Only at the end he bought a piece of land for burial.
其实他可不可以买地？
But in fact, was he able to purchase land?
哎，我们如果读圣经就了解，他是一个部落的酋长。
If we read the Bible, then we can understand that he was a wealthy man.
嗯，他是一个 tribe leader 哈。
He was a tribe leader.
哎，他有三百，他家里面有318个可以打仗的人。
In his household, he had 318 men who could fight.
哎，加起来他数千人，他家里面有数千人，有好几千人。
And there also thousands of people.
他有很多的同门。
And he had a lot of guards.
有很多部落跟他帮助他，跟他在一起。
There are a lot of people who are helping him.
哎，他能够打败几万人的敌人。
And he could defeat tens of thousands of people.
哎，这样子的人他可以建城呐。这亚伯兰是离现在四千年前的人。
And this sort of person can construct a city, and this is for over 4,000 years ago.
哎，他可以做王。
He could be considered a king.
但是圣经说他到了神所应许之地，住在帐篷里面。
But the Bible says that once he reached the promised land by God, he lived in tents.
哎，他一生都在住在帐篷里面。
His whole life he lived in tents.
哎，他侄儿都跑到所多玛城去了，他不跑进去。
His children already went to the city of Sodom, but he did not go.
哎，这个教训在告诉我们什么？
What is this teaching us?
让我们回到希伯来书十一章。
Let us return to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
哎，第十节。
Chapter 11, verse 10.
十一章第十节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10.
因为他就是亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕等在等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营的、所建造的。圣经呢，新约圣经把它解释了。
The New Testament Bible describes it.
我们在亚伯兰可以建城，他不建城，他不建造一个城。
Even though Abraham can construct a city, he did not do so.
他的心在想什么？
What was he thinking in his heart?
他在想什么？
What was he thinking?
他在想神建造的城。
He was thinking about the city, whose builder and maker is God.
哎，在地上有能力享受。
On the earth, he had the ability to indulge.
哎，但是呢，他的心不在地面。
However, his heart was not on the earth.
我们从创世纪看不出来。
We cannot see this from Genesis.
从希伯来书看出来了。
But we can see this in Hebrews.
他一生那样子的，有办法建造自己的城，却不建城。
In his whole life, even though he was able to construct his own city, he did not do so.
因为他的心不在这个地面。
Because his heart was not on the earth.
他的心在神那里去。
His heart was near God.
他的信心在神那里。
His faith was in God.
他知道神要给他一个城。
He knew that God was going to give him a city.
那个城不在地面。
That city was not on the face of the earth.
那是从信心出来的盼望。
This is a hope that comes from faith.
哎，就是所讲的，盼望的义。
Which is what we are talking about, the hope of righteousness.
哎，是凭着信心。
This is by faith.
那新约圣经讲是借着圣灵。
And in the New Testament Bible, it says it is through the Holy Spirit.
因为盼望将来的城在天国。
Because the hope of the city in the future is in heaven.
那个是神的事。
Those are the things of God.
没有一个人能够知道神的事。
Nobody can know the things of God.
哥林多前书第二章告诉我们。
First Corinthians chapter 2 tells us.
只有圣灵才能够告诉我们神的事。
Only the Holy Spirit can tell us the things of God.
所以希伯来书十一章第十节说。
Therefore, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10, it says.
他说亚伯兰在等候那个有根基的那个城。
Says that Abraham is awaiting the city which has a foundation.
那个世界上没有一个城是有根基的。
There is no city on the earth that has a foundation.
因为有一天神要把这个整个宇宙毁灭。
Because one day God will destroy the entire universe.
这里所讲的有根基的城就是将来的天国。
What they're talking about, the city which has a foundation, it is talking about the heavenly kingdom to come.
我们看亚伯兰的信心。
When we look at the faith of Abraham.
他的终点在哪里？
Where is his center?
他的终点，他的 end point.
Where is his end point?
终点不在地面。
His end point is not on the earth.
终点在天国。
His end point is in heaven.
这个叫做盼望。
This is called hope.
我们接着再来读十三节，十一章十三节。
Let's continue to read chapter 11, verse 13.
十三节到十六节。
13 to 16.
哎，这个是这我们对我们的教训呢。
This is a teaching for us.
我们活在地面。
We live on the face of the earth.
我们的终点，我们的盼望在哪里？
Where is our end point? Where is our hope?
因为你有这个终点，你就会决定今天应该你怎么做。
Because we have this end point, it will decide what we will do today.
哎，你会像亚伯兰一样住帐篷。
We will also be like Abraham, living in tents.
你不会去注重今天的事。
We won't place emphasis on the things of today.
因为今天的是暂时的。
Because the things of today are only temporary.
我们要得到那永远的。
We want to receive that which is eternal.
十一章十三节，希伯来书。
11 verse 13 in the book of Hebrews.
这些人是存着信心死的，并没有得到所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己是在世上是客旅的。这是叫信心。
This is faith.
存信心死的，没有得到神所应许的，从亚伯兰来看那块真正的土地迦南地。
And they all died in faith, not having received the promise, and that promise was the land of Canaan, which Abraham did not receive.
虽然死的时候没有拿到。
Even though he did not receive it when he had passed away.
但是他却远远地看见那块地。
However, he could see this land from far away.
我们在地上就看到天国有一块地在为我存留。
On the earth, we could see that there is land in heaven that is being kept.
这种有信心死的人。
And this is those who die in faith.
虽然好像他别人看着他没有得到神的应许。
Even though it seems from other people that they have not received the promise from God.
但是他知道他已经得到那块地了。
But he knows that he has received this land.
别人看不到，但是他看到了。
Though other people cannot see it, but he can see it.
我们今天有没有看到？
Do we see this today?
我们要从信心生出来的盼望。
This is the hope that will be manifested from our faith.
如果我们有看到了，
If we see it,
我们看到从信心出来的盼望。
If we see it through the hope that comes from our faith,
我们就会像亚伯拉罕一样欢喜迎接。
Then we will be like Abraham.
我知道有一天我一定会得到的，非常高兴。
He will be very joyful because he knows that one day he will receive it.
反过来，在今天我知道我是个客旅。
On the other hand, for today we know that we are pilgrims and sojourners.
哎，是寄居的。
We are strangers.
哎，十四节。
Verse 14.
他说这样的人是表明要回去真正的这个家乡。
For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland.
哎，如果在家乡是在地面上，他有办法回去。
If the homeland is on the earth, they can return to it.
十六节说那是更美的家乡。
But verse 16 says that it is an even more beautiful homeland.
希伯来书讲了很多更美的事情。
Hebrews talks about things that are more beautiful.
更美的约。
Things that are better, the more beautiful, the better covenant.
更美的中保。
The better treasure.
中保。
Mediator.
更美的家乡
the better homeland
比前面的旧约还更美
It is better and more beautiful than that which is before in the Old Testament
我们现在是在新约
We are now in the New Testament
我们要有凭着信心有这样子的盼望
By faith we must have this hope.
这个现更美的家乡就在天上，十六节。
This better homeland is in heaven, that is in verse 16.
这样子的人，神就认为是他们的，他们这种人的神。
These people will, therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God for these people.
换句话说，如果我们不是羡慕更美的家乡在天国，
In other words, if we are not looking forward and fixing our eyes on the more beautiful homeland in heaven,
神就认看到我们这种的情形就觉得羞耻。
Then God will see us and, as in a very shameful circumstance.
因为这种的信徒只纪念在地面上。
Because these believers are only remembered on the earth.
这种是很可怜的信徒。
And these are believers that are very pitiful.
哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章十九节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 5.
十九节。
Verse 19.
哥林多前书十五章十九节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19.
我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就比众人更可怜了。
19. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable.
我们真的要重视将来的天国。
We really have to value the heavenly kingdom to come.
如果我们说我们是基督徒，
if we say that we are Christians,
但是我们表现的是重视在地面上，
but in our actions we are placing importance on the things of the earth.
从来没有想到我怎么样进天国，
and we never think about how we are going to enter into heaven.
可能对天国的事也说啊，这个不要紧，那将来的事吧。
Perhaps we even say, oh, these are the things that are to come, the kingdom of heaven. We don't need to talk about them now.
全部精神注重在地面上我要做的事。
And all of our energy is focused on the things we have to do now on the earth.
这种人比没有信的还要可怜。
These sort of people are more pitiable than other men who have not believed.
这是从神的角度来看的。
This is from the perspective of God.
当然不是从我们人的角度啦。
Of course, it is not from the perspective of man.
每一个人都是拼命自己的事啊。
Everybody is working hard in their own business.
但是如果我们有圣灵开启
But if we have the Holy Spirit,
我们就知道我们不应该这样做。
Then it will show us that we should not do such things.
我们对神有信耶稣。
We believe in Lord Jesus.
我们要相信他将来给我们在天国的家乡。
We must believe that he will give us the homeland that is in the heaven.
亚伯兰，我们是亚伯兰的后裔。
We are the descendants of Abraham.
就是跟亚伯兰有同样信心的人。
That means we have the same faith as Abraham.
亚伯兰的信心在这里怎么表现呢？
How did Abraham manifest his faith?
他有能力在地上建立他的家乡。
He had power on the earth to establish a homeland for himself.
但是他放弃不要。
However, he gave it up and did not want
to. 他愿意追求天上那个抓不到的那个永远的家乡。
He would rather pursue something that he cannot take a hold of, or he cannot touch, and that is the heavenly kingdom in heaven.
这就是凭着信心有盼望的义。
That is to have by faith hope of righteousness.
主耶稣也这样讲。
Lord Jesus also said this.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
主耶稣要离开门徒之前。
Before Jesus was going to leave his disciples.
他安慰他的门徒。
He comforted his disciples.
给他一个盼望。
To give them a hope.
他主耶稣怎么讲？
What did Lord Jesus say?
十四章第一节。
Chapter 14, verse 1.
他们知道主耶稣要被害了。
They knew that Lord Jesus was going to be betrayed.
他们已经很伤心。
And they were very sad.
他们没有希望了。
They felt there was no hope.
因为人没有希望就没有办法往前走。
And if man does not have hope, they cannot continue going forward.
十四章第一节，约翰福音。
Verse 14, verse 1, Gospel of John.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。第一句话，继续持守对我的信心。
The first phrase, let not your heart be troubled.
持守。对神的信心。
That is to you believe in God, believe also in me. So to continue to believe in God.
坚持到底。
To hold fast to the end.
你就有希望了。
Then you will have hope.
第二节。
Verse 2,
在我的父家有家里有许多的住处，若是没有，我早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方。第三节。
Verse 3,
我若去为你们预备地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在那里，你们也在那里。主耶稣告诉他，他要离开到天上去。
Lord Jesus told them that he was leaving to go back to heaven.
他要在那边预备地方。
He would go prepare a place.
因为就像神跟在希伯来书所讲的，那个神在天上预备一座城。
Just like what is recorded in Hebrews, God is preparing a city in heaven.
那个是属灵的城。
That is a spiritual city.
哎，在现在在预备地方。
And right now it is being prepared.
门徒要神主耶稣要门徒继续信他。
Lord Jesus wanted the disciples to continue believing in him.
因为他告诉他说，你信的最后头就是。到那个我所预备的地方去了。
Because the final destination of believing in Him is to arrive at that place that He's preparing.
主耶稣告诉他们
，Lord Jesus told them,
我准备好了就会再来。
After I've prepared this place, I will come again.
时候到了，他就会再来。
And when the time has come, He will return.
使徒行传第一章告诉我们
，Acts chapter 1 tells us,
主耶稣在告诉他们说，圣灵降临你们天在你们身上，就必得到能力。
It tells us that receive the Holy Spirit and you will receive power.
哎，那时候主耶稣已经复活，已经四十天了。
And he had already resurrected for 40 days.
准备升天。
He was preparing to ascend to heaven.
他说你们得到圣灵的能力，就要到各地方为主耶稣做见证。
He said that you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be witnesses to all the places.
讲了这句，还在讲这个话的时候，一个云来就把主耶稣接到天上去了。
As he was speaking, a cloud came and took Jesus into heaven.
哇，所有的门徒还在看天。
And all the disciples were still looking up into heaven.
两个天使穿白衣的人就在那边告诉他们。
And two angels who were wearing white next to them.
你们为什么一直看天呢
？They asked, "Why are you still looking into heaven?"
主耶稣已经升天了，你看不到了。
Lord Jesus has already ascended into heaven.
更重要的是什么？
What is more important now?
主耶稣怎么升天，怎么也要降下来。
How Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, in that way he will also come down from heaven.
哎，主耶稣升天了。
Jesus ascended to heaven.
就是我们将来要去的地方。
He's ascending to a place that we will go in the future.
2000年前，主耶稣在门徒众看的之下升天。
2000 years ago, he ascended to heaven in front of his disciples.
天使告诉他们，主耶稣要这样子来降下来。
The angels told them that he will return in the same way.
哎，这是我们的信心。
And this is the faith we have.
这是我们的信仰。
This is our faith.
有的人读到这节圣经以后啊
，When people read this Bible passage,
听说他就这样相信了。
I've heard that they just believe.
他就跑到橄榄山那里去买了房子。
And they go to Gennesaret to buy a house.
因为他想要在那边他的房子看看主耶稣下降。
Because they want to see Jesus descending from their house.
主耶稣真的会再回到橄榄山下降吗
？But will Jesus really descend from Gennesaret again?
主耶稣再临在什么地方？
Where will he descend?
在哪里不重要。
It is not important where he will descend.
我们看启示录第一章。
Let us look at Revelation chapter 1.
启示录的第一章。
Revelation chapter 1.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Revelation chapter 1, verse 7.
看啊，他驾云降临，众目都要看见他，连刺他的人也要看见，地上的万族都要因他哀哭，这话是真实的。阿们。主耶稣不是驾云呐、啊，在圣经里中文是用驾云，在云里显现啊。
Lord Jesus will be coming with clouds.
就是跟云一起来。
And that is to say, he will be coming with the clouds.
不是云，我们这中国人是想啊，云是神的车子啊，汽车，不是这样子的意思了。
And Chinese people will often think that the clouds are like the car of God.
是在云中显现。
But he will be coming with the clouds.
所有的人都要看见。
And all the people will see.
连2000年前刺主耶稣一枪的那个人也会看见。
Even those who pierced Jesus Christ 2000 years ago, they will see as well.
为什么？
How come?
所有的人都复活了。
Everybody will have resurrected.
看见主耶稣的再临。
They will see the descension of Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他们要怎么样呢？
But what will happen to them?
这里说地上的万族都要哀哭。
Here it says that all the tribes of the earth will mourn.
因为主耶稣来审判他们的罪。
Because Lord Jesus has come to judge their sins.
主耶稣要再来。
Lord Jesus will come again.
他准备好了，他就会再来。
After he has prepared the place, he will return.
他是要来审判。
He will come to judge.
对属主的人来讲。
For those who belong to the Lord,
会很高兴欢喜迎接。
They will be very happy, and it will be a joyful time when they accept.
因为主耶稣要把他带到那个他预备好那个城。
Because Lord Jesus will take them to the city that He has prepared for them.
对没有信主的人来讲。
For those who do not believe in the Lord.
对已经失掉信徒的身份的人来讲。
For those who have lost the status of being a believer.
他们要哀哭。
They will mourn.
因为要他们接受审判的刑罚。
Because they will receive the judgment.
所以我们了解。
Therefore, we understand.
信心会凭着信心产生出来盼望的义。
That by faith we will have a hope of righteousness.
就是借着我们看到亚伯拉罕的信心。
That is through seeing the faith of Abraham.
产生出来对天国的盼望。
We will manifest the hope for the heavenly kingdom.
哎，这是一个奥秘的事。
This is a mysterious thing.
我们看创世纪看不出来的。
We cannot see this in Genesis.
只有神借着希伯来书让我们明白了。
Only God through the book of Hebrews can we understand.
我们也从圣经看到主耶稣上去是为了预备地方。
And from the Bible we can see that Jesus ascended to prepare a place.
哎，主耶稣。主耶稣会再来
Lord Jesus will come again、
哎、这就是我们的盼望
This is our hope、
哎、那我们对我们今天来讲有什么意思呢
And for us today, what meaning does it have?
我们看罗马书
Let us look at the book of Romans
罗马书的第八章
Romans chapter 8
罗马书的第八章
Romans chapter 8、
哎、是这个盼望的意义是代表什么
What is the hope of righteousness?、
哎、
what does it represent?
这里再有 进一步的解释
Here it takes one step ahead、哎、to describe it、
哎、从十八节到二十五节
From verse 18 to verse 25、
哎、它是讲到我们身体、真正得赎的盼望
It talks about the hope we have、in our bodies、
哎、这个身体啊最后将来真正得赎得救的是在将来进天国的时候
This body when it receives salvation is when it enters into heaven in the future、
哎、那在这个之前
before this happens
我们有这个盼望
we have this hope
但是你没有真正实质的得到
however you have not truly received it、
哎、那这里要告诉我们
here it is telling us、
哎、罗马书八章十八节
Romans chapter 8 verse 18
我想现在的苦楚比起将来要显应我们的荣耀就不足介意了、哦、这里用比较的方法来增加我们的信心
Here uses the method of comparison to describe our faith.
哎，今天所受的痛苦
，the suffering we receive at the present time.
我们信耶稣
，we believe in Lord Jesus.
哎，要失掉一些世上的福财富，世上的享福。
We will lose some of the worldly enjoyments and wealth.
甚至于受逼迫。
Perhaps even receive persecution.
但是将来在天国的荣耀
However, the glory in heaven to come
那就不能够比较了
That cannot be compared.
哎，这就产生了盼望
This will create hope.
哎，用相比较的方法来让我们信心信徒增加信心
Through comparison, that has allowed believers to increase in faith.
所以我们信徒常常要比较
Therefore, believers must often compare.
不是在地面跟人家比较
Not comparing on the world with other people.
是比较我们今天在地面上所做的跟将来我们要得的荣耀
But comparing the things we do on the earth today and the glory we will receive in the future.
哎，这是属灵的事
These are spiritual things.
只有圣灵能够渗透让我们明白
Only the Holy Spirit can allow us to understand this.
哎，我们再看十九节
Let us continue to look at verse
19. 这个在讲将来一个在讲这个另外一种奥秘的事情
This is talking about another mysterious thing.
哎、受造之物切望等候神的众子显出来第十九节、
verse 19 for the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly awaits for the revealing of the sons of God
神所创造的宇宙万物
the entire creation of the universe
他们也在等待也在一个等待一个时候
they are also waiting for a time
等什么时候
what time are they waiting for
神的众子显出来
They are waiting for the revelation of the sons of God.
哎，就是所有属神的人满足了那个时候，满足的日子的那个时候。
That is to say, when the day has come that those who belong to the Lord have been fulfilled.
我们也是那个众子的一部分。
We are a part of the sons of God.
那个数目还没有满足。
The number has not yet been completed.
他在这里面说出了一个奥秘。
Here it tells us a mystery.
太阳、月亮、星球都在等那个时候。
The sun, moon, and stars are all waiting for that time.
我们想，那他们怎么会知道呢？
And we think, how would they know?
这个是保罗借圣灵明白启示告诉我们的。
This is how Paul is understood through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, and he has now told us.
他讲到二十节、二十一节。
He mentions in verse 20 and 22.
今天所有的受造之物都在虚空之下。
Today, all the creation is under emptiness.
在败坏之下。
They are under corruption.
每一个受造之物都是不断的败坏。
All the creation is constantly being corrupted.
一直到什么时候呢
Until when?
哎，第二十一节的最后。
The end of verse 21.
得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
Into the glorious liberty of the children of God.
那就是指将来所有属神的人得到荣耀的时候。
That is talking about when all those who belong to God will receive glory.
哎，这个在告诉我们一个属灵的奥秘。
This is telling us a spiritual mystery.
这个宇宙啊，一直往破败坏的地方走。
This whole universe is walking toward the direction of corruption.
因为神使它这样下去的。
Because God has allowed it to happen.
那什么到什么时候结束呢？
But until when will it finish?
就是神的种子，神的得所有的人，属神的人要得救的那天。
Until the sons of God, all those who belong to the Lord will receive salvation.
23节。
Verse 23.
他说不但是这样子。
Not only that.
就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候儿子得儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
But we also who have the first fruits of the Holy Spirit, even we ourselves grow within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body.
圣灵初结的果子是谁？就是你跟我。
What is the first fruits of the Holy Spirit? That is you and I.
我们也是在叹息等候。
We are also waiting and groaning.
因为我们有这个肉体的软弱。
Because we have the weakness of the flesh.
我们也每天都在败坏在当中。
Every day we are among the corruption.
但是我们有一个希望。
However, we have a hope.
那个希望就是将来我们得儿子的名分，真正得儿子的名分。
And that hope is when we receive the status of being children, when we truly receive that status.
没有错，我们受洗的时候已经有这个身份。
Of course, when we are baptized, we already have this status.
但是我们没有那个实质。
But
we don't have the substance of.
But we don't have that substance.
我们还不是真正成为儿子的名分。
We have not truly received the status of.Being children.
因为我们还有这个身体
because
我们这个身体会败坏的朽坏的
because you still have this body and this body will be corrupted
因为我们是带着肉体
because we carry flesh
将来有那神来的那天
and that day when God comes
我们的身体会改变成为灵性的身体
our bodies will change to become spiritual bodies
哥林多前书十五章告诉我们
1 Corinthians chapter 15 tells us
朽坏的不能够承受不朽坏的天国
That which is corruptible cannot receive the incorruptible kingdom.
朽坏的这个肉身不能够承受将来不朽坏的天国。
A corruptible body cannot receive the future kingdom of heaven, which is incorruptible.
只有主耶稣来的那时候，我们这个朽坏的身体就变成不朽坏的了。
Only that time when Lord Jesus comes will this corruptible body become an incorruptible body.
我们成为灵性的身体。
Will become a spiritual body.
不是这种血肉的身体。
Not this body that is flesh
and blood. 灵性的身体也有骨也有肉。
The spiritual body also has bone and flesh.
主耶稣复活显现的时候，他有骨有肉。
After Jesus resurrected and appeared, he had bone and flesh.
他可以吃鱼。
He could eat fish.
他可以穿墙。
He could go through walls.
他没有时间空间的限制。
He did not have a limitation of time and space.
但是在这个之前，我们还有这个肉体。
However, before this, we still have flesh.
所以我们有软弱。
So we have weakness.
所以我们就要等候。
Therefore, we have to wait.
24节。
In verse 20.
我们得救在乎盼望，所见若只是所见的盼望。不是盼望，谁还盼望所看得见呢？二十五节。
25.
但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。那请你读。
24. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? 25. But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance.
盼望就是还没有拿到的东西叫盼望。
Something that we have not yet received is hope.
你已经达到了就不是盼望了。
If you have received it, then that is no longer hope.
我基督徒的盼望是什么？
What is the hope of Christians?
现在拿不到的。
Something we cannot receive.
你活着的时候拿不到的。
Something you cannot receive while you are living.
是将来的。
It is in the future.
这个就叫盼望。
This is what is called.
这个叫做凭着信心得到盼望的义。
This is by hope, to receive.By faith to receive hope and righteousness.
有这样盼望的人
Someone who has this hope.
有这样子对天国盼望的人
Someone who has this hope for the kingdom of heaven.
在今生就会忍耐等候
Then they will have perseverance in the life right now.
就会像亚伯拉罕一样
And they will be just like Abraham.
他甘心放弃世界上的东西
He let go of the things of the world.
他知道神在天上准备一座城给他
He knew that God is preparing a city for him in heaven.
求主耶稣让我们有这种的看见。
We ask Lord Jesus to help us have this sight as
well. 我们要问我们自己。
And we must ask ourselves.
我们对天国的盼望有多少？
How much hope do we have in the heavenly kingdom?
或是从来没有盼望过？
Perhaps we have never had this hope before.
到底我们是地上的信徒还是天上的信徒呢？
Are we a believer in this earth or are we a believer of heaven?
我们是盼望什么？
What are we hoping for?
我的终点在哪里？
Where is my end point?
难道我的终点就在地面吗？
Is my end point on the earth?
跟那些没有信的人一样，棺材一盖的时候就没有了吗？
Just like those who do not believe, once we close the coffin, then it is over.
如果不是的话，
If not,
我们的终点是在天国。
Our end point will be in heaven.
那我们要调整今天的脚步。
Then we must adjust the way we walk today.
我们要忍耐等候。
We must have perseverance and wait.
因为只有这样子，你才会得到真正神要给我们的。那个盼望实底的城
Because only in this way can we receive this incorruptible kingdom to God that kingdom of God that he will give us.
神知道我们没有这种的信心。
God knows that we do not have this faith.
神也知道我们产生不出来从这种的信心产生出来的盼望。
God also knows that it is hard for us to manifest this hope from the faith.
26节27节。
Verse 26 to 27.
这里就告诉我们了。
Here it tells us.
况且我们软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。27节。
27.
鉴察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。我们刚才在加拉太书5章第五节这样看到。
We just read Galatians chapter 5 verse 5.
我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心等候所盼望的义。
We rely on the Holy Spirit to, and by faith to have hope in the righteousness.
因为神知道我们肉体软弱。
Because God knows that our flesh is weak.
他知道凭我们自己不会去追求天国的。
He knows that if it is just by ourselves, we will not pursue the heavenly kingdom.
他要靠着圣灵。
We must rely on the Holy Spirit.
罗马书8章26节告诉我们。
Romans chapter 8 verse 26 tells us.
我们本不知道怎么祷告。
We originally do not know how to pray.
因为我们不知道怎么样跟神亲近。
Because we do not know how to draw near to God.
神是圣灵帮助我们。
But we, through the help of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们软弱。
Because we are weak.
因为我们有带有肉体。
Because we carry the flesh.
只要你带有肉体，你就会注重自己的肉体。
As long as we have flesh, then we will place importance on our flesh.
因为满足自己的肉体。
And we will try to fulfill the pleasures of the flesh.
这样子的人，你看很难看得到将来天国的盼望。
This sort of person, it is hard for him to see the hope in heaven.
他所做的都是为了这个肉体。
Because what he does is for the sake of the flesh.
他为了自己的肉体，自己的情欲，自己的骄傲。
For his flesh, for his lust, for his pride.
没有办法想神的事。
He cannot think about the things of God.
所以这里说，圣灵用亲自说不出来的叹息为我们祷告。
And so here it says that the Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot.
所以我们很重注在圣灵里面的祷告。
Therefore, we place great importance on prayer in the Spirit.
但是我们要了解在圣灵里面祷告是什么意思。
But we must understand the meaning of prayer in spirit.
圣灵在圣灵里面祷告不是只讲灵言。
Praying in the Holy Spirit is not only speaking in tongues.
是要求圣灵启示，让我们明白真理。
It is to ask the Holy Spirit to help us understand the truth.
明白神的事。
Understand the things of God.
明白将来在天国的盼望。
Understand the hope that will come in the future in heaven.
因为那个不是属人的事，是属神的事。
These are not the things of man, but they are the things of God.
圣灵按着神的旨意帮我们祈求。
The Holy Spirit, according to the will of God, will pray for us.
但是我们在悟性上应该有这种的认识。
But in our understanding, we must have this knowledge.
我们有这个认识，有这个追求。
We must have this understanding and this pursuit.
在我们祷告当中，把这个认识求神帮助我们成全。
In our prayer, we ask God to help fulfill this understanding.
我们要在信心上要深入。
We have to go deeper.
我们要明白我们的信心的盼望，最后的盼望，终点是盼望在天国。
We have to understand that our endpoint is hope. Is the hope that we have in heaven.
但是我们带着这个血气的身体，
but we carry this body of flesh.
没有办法这样子去追求，去正视。
And we cannot pursue and understand.
所以要靠着圣灵祷告。
Therefore, we must rely on prayer of this Holy Spirit.
如果有这样子做的人，
if a person does this,
神一定会帮助他。
Then God will surely help him.
我们看保罗，
let us look at Paul.
他离世以前，
before he passed away,
他非常有把握。
He had extreme confidence.
我们看提摩太后书4章。
Let us look at 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书4章。
2 Timothy chapter 4.
第六节到第八节。
Verse 6 to 8.
4章的六节到八节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 6 to 8.
那我现在被浇灌，我离世的时候到了。第七节。
Verse 7.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道已经守住了。第八节。
Verse 8.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。就是按着公义审判的主，在那日，到了那日，要赐给我的，不但是给我，也是给凡爱慕他显现的人。保罗到离世以前，
before Paul left the world,
他有满心的把握。
He had a heart filled with confidence.
因为他神交给他所有的工作，所有的仗，所有的路，所有的道，他都做完了。
Because all the things he had to do, the paths he must walk on, the words he must say, he had finished.
他已经走到终点。
He had kept it all the way till the end.
他说有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And he says that there is a crown of righteousness.
就是在神公义审判的日子那天要给我的。
Which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day.
主耶稣已经预备好了。
Lord Jesus has already prepared it.
保罗看到了。
Paul saw it.
他看到那个那个从信心里面看到那个盼望。
By faith, Paul saw the faith. The hope.
因为他已经在地面上已经成就了神要叫他做的工作。
Because on the earth he has already fulfilled the work that God has entrusted to him.
哎，这里保罗说。
Here Paul says.
不但是给保罗。
Not only giving it to Paul.
也是这个公义冠冕要赐给凡爱慕神显现主耶稣显现的人。
But this crown of righteousness will be given to all those who have loved his appearing.
跟着保罗的效法保罗的信心。
Imitating the faith of Paul.
有基督的爱来激发他。
It has the Christ of love compelling him.
有将来天国公义的冠冕的盼望。
And there is the hope for the crown of righteousness in heaven.
这种人会得到的。
This sort of people will receive it.
哎，我们求神给我们这样子的带领。
We ask God to give us this guidance.
哎，我们再来看，最后来看罗马书第五章。
Lastly, let us look at Romans chapter 5.
罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第一节到第五节。
Verse 1 to verse 5.
哎，我们把今天早上跟今天下午的就把它连在一起。
We will connect what we mentioned this morning and what we talked about this afternoon.
哎，第一节，罗马书第五章第一节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 1.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们主耶稣的基督得与神和好。啊，第二节。
Verse 2.
我们又借着他因信得进入现在所占的恩典，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。第一节告诉我们
，Verse one tells us，
就是得救本恩啊，因信的道理。
That we are saved by justification of faith。
By grace。
By grace through faith。
哎，啊，因为借着信，从人来看，借着信心，我们被神称义，得到神的义。
And from the perspective of man, by faith we have attained the righteousness of God。
但是这是借着主耶稣在十字架上的救恩。
But it is through the grace of and salvation of Jesus nailed on the cross.
然后我们就站在这个恩典上了。
And now we stand on this grace.
哎，我们有这个盼望了。
We have this hope.
什么盼望呢？
What is the hope?
将来神的荣耀的盼望。
We have the hope for the glory of God in the future.
这是两个层次。
These are two layers.
你要先到这个因信称义进入这个层次以后，才会盼望到将来的天国。
We first have to enter the first layer of justification by faith, then we can have hope in heaven.
我们希望大家都能够进到第一个层次了。
We hope all of us can enter into the first layer.
然后站在第一个层次里面，看到第二个更高的天国的神的荣耀。
And into the first level that we can see the glory of God in heaven.
要从第一个层次到将来的那个荣耀。
In order for us to go from the first level to the glory,
就有一些过程。
There are some stages.
哎，我们看第三节。
Let us look at verse 3.
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为神所赐给赐给我们的圣灵，将神的爱浇灌在里面。这有过程的。
There are stages.
神救我们，我们不需要做什么。
God saved us, and we do not need to do anything.
我们站在神的恩典上。
We stand on the grace of God.
然后能够看到将来的天国的盼望。
And we can see the glory of heaven that is to come in the future.
而且会欢欢喜喜的这样子来看到。
And we will also see it with joy.
哎，但是也明白从这个过程到将来的盼望有困难。有一些艰难。
We must understand there are some tribulations from the stage we are at now to the heavenly kingdom.
哎，但是这些阻挡我们的患难。
But these tribulations that obstruct us,
能够生让我们生忍耐。
They can produce perseverance.
哎，因为我们有将来天国的盼望。
Because we have hope for the future kingdom of heaven.
我们知道神一定会给我们。
We know that God will give it to us.
所以现在的一些痛苦，我们就能够忍耐。
Therefore, we are able to persevere and endure some of the tribulations.
忍耐的结果就生成老练。
The result of perseverance is character.
哎，老练就是成为我们的性格。神的品格在我们里面。
And our character is having the nature of God within us.
哎，要改变一个人的品格不是那么简单的。
To change the personality or nature of a person is not easy.
尤其是年纪越大的人。
Especially those who are older.
哎，我们要经过很多的困难才会改变的。
We must go through many difficulties and tribulations to change.
但是我们如果有一个天国的盼望。
But if we have hope in heavenly kingdom.
如果我们有一个神荣耀的盼望。
If we have the glory of God.
我们就会甘心的去接受患难。接受忍耐
，then we will willingly go through tribulations and persevere.
然后就造成我们的品格
，and this will cause us to have good character.
哎，就是造成神的品格在我们里面
，and that is to have the nature of God within us.
如果我们有这个神的品格在里面，我们就 绝对有这个将来天国的盼望。
If we have the character of God in us, then we will have hope for the heavenly kingdom.
这个过程绝对是不是羞耻的。
This process is not shameful.
绝对能够达得到的。
We can definitely reach it.
不是一个空想而已。
It is not an empty fantasy.
为什么？
How come?
第五节的下半句。
The second part of verse 5.
因为是所赐给我们的圣灵，将神的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
Because the love of God is imported out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
因为圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们里面。
Because the Holy Spirit has poured the love of God into our hearts.
这个就是我们今天早上讲的。
This is what we mentioned this morning.
深仁爱的信心。
The love of faith.
神的爱浇是什么东西？
What is the love of God?
圣灵把什么东西浇灌在我们里面呢？
What has God put into our hearts through the Holy Spirit?
第八节，五章第八节。
Five verse eight.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Verse eight. But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
如果一个人被圣灵充满
，If a person is filled with the Holy Spirit,
他就会被神的爱所浇灌。
He will be filled with the love of God.
他就会明白，我还在做罪人的时候，主耶稣已经为我死。
He will understand that while he was still a sinner, Christ had died for him.
他从心里面感谢神。
From his heart, he will give thanks to God.
那样子的信心产生出来爱神爱人的行为。
That sort of faith will lead to loving God and loving man.
不但如此。
And not only will it be so,
因为神的爱 充满着我们
because the love of God is filled
因为我们被基督钉十字架的爱所充满
because we are filled with the love of Jesus Christ nailed on the
cross 然后就会看清天国的盼望了
then we will look toward the hope for the heavenly kingdom
就把信跟望跟爱连在一起
and we will connect faith, hope, and love
因为神已经赐下圣灵给我们了
because God has already given us the Holy Spirit
圣灵厚厚的浇灌在把信望爱浇灌在我们身上
the Holy Spirit powerfully has been poured upon our bodies
神知道我们软弱
God knows that we are weak
我们带着肉体
we carry the flesh
我们有我们自己的想法
we have our own thoughts
但神的恩典更大
but the grace of God is greater
不但十字架救我们
not only has He saved us through the cross
他把圣的灵住在我们里面
He has given us the Holy Spirit to dwell in us
最重要把神的灵在我们里面让我们真正明白基督的爱
Most importantly is the Holy Spirit in us helping us to understand the love of Christ
产生出信心出来
And that will manifest our faith
产生出盼望出来
And it will manifest hope
我们求神带领我们
And we ask God to guide us
虽然这些道理啊听起来很枯燥
And even though these teachings seem very abstract
这是得救的道理
These areThis is the gospel of salvation.
求神让我们能够明白它的重要性。
We ask God to help us understand His importance.
很可能现在没有办法完全了解。
Perhaps right now we cannot completely understand.
但是求圣灵帮助我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit to help us.
因为这跟我们灵命有绝对的关系。
Because this is direct relationship with.
比什么都还重要。
With our, it is more important than anything.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们。
We ask Lord Jesus to help us.
愿神祝福我们，带领我们。
May God help us and bless us.
继续走天国的道路。
To continue to walk in the path to the heavenly kingdom.
201首。
Hymn 201.